This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. Almost 37 million people have filed for unemployment since the start of the pandemic, and that number is sure to rise tomorrow. And even if you have not lost work, there's a good chance a friend or family member has. Lots of those people are starting to think about their options for getting a new job. Bree Reynolds is with us to talk about those possibilities now. Bree is a career development coach at FlexJobs. That's a remote job board. Bree, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So let's start with the most basic question for anybody who's looking. Are there any fields that are hiring right now?
It is a bit hard to imagine, but the good news is yes, there are some fields. So at FlexJobs, we see job listings that have either grown or held steady during this time in customer service, medical and health, education and training, sales, and accounting and finance. Those are kind of the big areas. And it is largely industry dependent on which, you know, fields are hiring right now.
So medical, I'm thinking, I don't know that everybody's qualified for that particular job, but like, can you just give us a sense of like what skills are needed? What kinds of skill sets are people need? You know, what skills do you have to have? I mean, medical degree, got it. But other than that.
No, there are. It's interesting because a lot of people think, oh, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. What am I going to do? And there are a lot of positions in the medical and health field that are actually remote and more administrative. So a lot of the jobs are related to health insurance enrollment, sort of what you were just talking about, and case management and things like that. So not the actual doctors and nurses, but all the peripheral positions.
Okay. So hold out hope. Don't have to, not just for MDs. Okay. You're not the only people. Okay. Just had to clarify that. Well, so much is changing. And Naomi in Orlando had a question about that, and we'll play it for you.
How do you keep your job skills relevant while there's so much change happening?
What do you say, Bree?
Some of the skills that you should probably learn or grow right now are career specific, but a lot of people have learned in the past couple of months that there are certain skills that almost any industry will need going forward. So with all of the change, I think it's a good bet to focus on things like digital communication skills. You know, so many jobs have moved to remote work and will continue to be remote long after this crisis is over. And so understanding things like Zoom and Slack and different programs that allow you to work that way, that can be a really good skill to build for pretty much any industry right now.
So this may seem like a mundane question, but if people are filling out these applications, should they highlight something like that they're conversant with these programs? I mean, that might seem like a no-brainer, but do you think that's something that people should highlight on their resumes?
Yes, absolutely. And I talk to clients about that all the time when I'm doing career coaching is you might think, well, of course, everybody knows these programs. Why would I put that on my resume? But the reality is not everyone does know those programs and you might have a higher skill level than other people in certain programs. So I would definitely put those on your resume. And in some cases, it makes sense to actually have a technology section on your resume that shows the programs that you're familiar with.
Here's our next question. This is Naomi in Orlando again, and she's curious about something that we've heard from a couple of people.
My other question is now the right time to consider a career change?
What do you think about that, Bree?
That's a tricky question. For some folks, it might be a good time. I think what I would ask Naomi or anybody who's thinking of this is to really think about why you would change careers right now. So in the middle of a crisis, sometimes it's completely normal to feel depressed or disconnected from work in general. So it might be a temporary feeling. But if this change has been in the back of your mind for a while, this might be a good opportunity for a career change. So it depends.
Well, I'm thinking that, and I'm not picking on this particular industry because I know a lot of people love it, but, you know, restaurants. I mean, there were those who were predicting that restaurants were due for a shakeout, you know, anyway. What about that? I mean, how would you go about deciding whether you should even really contemplate this seriously?
Yeah, I think if you are in one of those industries that's incredibly hard hit right now, restaurants is a really good example, travel and hospitality more generally. Those are areas where it is not going to be easy to find work for many months or even years to come. So this might be a good time for a career change and going into something that might offer longer term opportunity than what you've got right now in that industry.
And next question is from somebody who's needs to transition into work after not having had paid work for some time. This is Chelsea in Nevada.
During this coronavirus outbreak, my husband has been laid off. And I've been working in the home for the past 10 years. I was just wondering if there's any resources or any type of hope or help for people who have been unemployed or pretty much don't have any work history for years backing them up.
What do you think, Bree? I'm sure this isn't the first time you've had this question, even in a different time. What do you say?
Yeah, no, there are definitely support systems for this sort of thing, both online and then locally. You know, once it's kind of safe to go back into job centers and things like that, those exist in each state. But even online, there are retraining programs. There's different courses that Chelsea might look into to see where she falls in the workforce. You know, being out for that long, there are, there's a lot of opportunities in front of her, but that can be very overwhelming, which direction to go in and where her skills might lie. Depending on where Chelsea lives, there are also some economic development groups in different states that help pair people who live in rural areas with remote jobs. And I know Nevada has a good amount of rural space out there. So if that's something that she's interested in working from home, which is, you know, an area that has a lot of opportunity right now, that's something that she might look into as an economic development group in her area that can help pair her with that type of job.
Bree, as you know, looking for jobs can be really grueling. I mean, what do you tell people who are just striking out and just feel that they're in a rut? It can be so discouraging. And you're just looking at the numbers that we're reporting every day, you can see where it could be easy to get discouraged. Do you have some advice about that?
Absolutely. I mean, even in a good economic situation, job searching is tough. So when you couple it with a pandemic and record unemployment, it becomes extremely difficult. So of course, you have to keep at it every day. One of the best things you can do to be effective as a job seeker is to make sure that when you're sending your resume, it's edited a little bit before you submit it. So it actually reflects the keywords from the job description that you're applying for. You don't have to rewrite the whole thing, but having those keywords that are the most important qualifications and skills can help. And then most importantly, I think it's really important to find ways to motivate yourself. So something as simple as playing songs that get you really excited before you dive into that job search each day, that kind of pump up your energy levels, and then setting goals for yourself on how many applications you'll send and treating yourself when you hit those goals. Those are all really important steps.
Let's see if we can squeeze this last one in before we let you go. Here it is.
Hello, this is Ethan from San Francisco. With most workers working at home now, how will the job industry change after the pandemic?
Bree, what do you think?
It will change a lot. So at FlexJobs, we're already starting to see employers who previously never considered using remote work saying that they're now convinced that remote work works and they want to continue to use it after the crisis is over, at least in some capacity. So I think when offices start to reopen, we're still going to see a lot of people working from home, a lot of hiring going on with remote work, and that hybrid situation when you're working from office and from home a little bit each week is probably going to be the norm for a lot of people.
That's Bree Reynolds. She's a career development coach with FlexJobs, a remote job board. Thanks for joining us, Bree.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. We hope you'll stay with us.